It is time for another edition of What's Going On Out There, Ruth, with Ruth Epstein. Robin Hood Radio's Can't Decide Roving or Wandering. If you have a preference, Ruth, you should let us know. Reporter, what's going on out there, Ruth?
Well, in Cornwall, the chili cook-off is off. The Park and Recreation Commission had plans for a big, exciting event on Saturday, a chili cook-off, in which people would come and bring their chili, and there'd be a contest to see whose was the best. However, Torrington Area Health District stepped in and said no at the last minute.
I knew it.
Yep. Do you remember back with, what was it? The chili cook-off during the fall festival?
Yeah, we had that happen, yeah. That's what happened to the chili cook-off in Salisbury. The state changed the laws and said you couldn't do this stuff at your home kitchen. You had to use a commercial.
Right, a commercial kitchen.
And Mike, Bruce, do you remember the... At the Tri-State Chamber at high school?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. That was another.
Jelly beans and
spoon? I do. So.
Okay, you almost got us kicked out.
Interesting, because that was supposed to have been held, this Saturday, wasn't it?
It was, yeah.
Because I've been running a PSA on it. It was the deadline to register was the 27th, and then
okay,
the cook-off
yeah,
was Saturday.
It was Saturday.
Wow.
They were in full gear. People were all primed. And then, of course, rules are the rules. It's not the health district's fault, but it was kind of a blow to the organizers. To find out at the last minute they couldn't do it, and so they had to scramble, and they did. They pivoted very well and put on. They had grinders bought from a commercial establishment, and everything was from the stores. But
wow.
the pushback on the Cornwall community chatter website or whatever.
Facebook
heated up, and now everybody's talking about, we need to talk to our legislators, we need to, the typical. But
this can be used as an interesting, Mike, you picked the word between a regulation and a law.
Right, yeah, no, absolutely. But this has been around for years and years. I'm just surprised they weren't aware of that.
Yeah, new people come in and don't realize. And we had an interesting time here in Kent years ago. We had the pie thing, the Affordable Housing Committee had something pies. And we did it for a few years, and then all of a sudden Torrington said, no, you can't do... anything with cream or milk or something, and so the last iteration of that was pretty poor with a few little soggy pies.
I would advise not taking a position either way on this one, and doing some. It's a really good opportunity to do some research and find out what regulation?
It comes through FDA, she said.
It's all agency driven. I mean, what Jill is looking at is
Mike about the.
It's the difference between a law and a regulation, because often the regulations are being made by non-elected officials, that is, people who run departments, as opposed to being implemented directly as a law. Yeah, and there's a lot of argument that goes on about whether that should continue to exist that way, because, again, you're talking about people who you never voted for and who may have been there long, long time deciding what the rules will be at any given moment.
That goes for everything.
Yeah, it does.
Well, that's why the question bangs on to the annoyance of everybody about the Supreme Court ruling and the Chevron deference.
This brings
on a very local level, it's you can't have your chili contest.
What about bake sales?
Well, that's interesting.
So that's the
fundamental fundraiser for all these groups.
Well, remember, there was a kid, I don't know where he was, and I don't know the whole story because I frankly wasn't focusing that closely, but he was trying to sell corn, and he couldn't have a lemonade stand.
Yes,
he
that was here.
Oh,
that,
corn. Yeah. He grew corn. You could see it right behind him, but
that's
he didn't sell it.
Yeah, that's a zoning thing now. That one was a zoning thing as opposed to a health thing.
You're right, Mike. It's a health thing, yeah.
Yeah, but again, still, it's regulations that are being made. You don't have as much impact on zoning regulations as sometimes you think, because in Connecticut, and it could vary a little bit by town, but basically when they want to change the zoning rules, they come up with the plans, and they have to have a public hearing and listen to you, which isn't always the case. And inevitably, it's the zoning board that makes the ultimate decision, not the townspeople.
Oh, absolutely.
So it's, you know,
people don't realize that with zoning, you know, the Wake Robin Inn, for example. I mean, the zoning board could have said, we're doing it, it meets all the regulations or whatever, much to the chagrin of the people, although they found a way to stop it.
And once again, anybody wants to look into this, check out the Chevron deference or the Chevron defense. You can Google Chevron deference or Chevron defense, and Grok AI will tell you what it is. And these are basically everything that's being mentioned so far perfect example of. And Mike described it perfectly. The agency is not the same as a legislature.
Exactly. So,
well,
anyway,
they danced and sang and ate in Cornwall and had a glorious time. Glory Wilder was the band was there, and everybody sort of they survived, but not without some.
They made some lemonade out of
lemons. Made some lemonade out of the available lemons.
Well,
they did.
I just have to say for everybody. Mike, we got a notice that, I believe that New Paltz, New York, which has nothing to do with us here, except that I'd be interested to see if their planned chili cook-off comes. I know they're not Torrington Area Health. So
that's New York State, so
I know,
I'm not sure what the regs say over there.
I know,
so it's
but
completely
I'm
different picture.
To see if it comes off the way they expect. Moving on.
Anyway, yes.
There was a great time in Sharon at the reunion on Saturday. This was the one where former teachers Herb Robbins and Jack Comparisi taught at the school, ranging from around late 1960s to about 2000. And they decided they wanted to hold a reunion, reconnect with their students from that time, and had no idea how many would come. Well, the cafeteria was filled. It was quite a scene. Everybody, oh, my God, is that you? I haven't seen you since graduation. And, of course, all kinds of kudos to the two teachers who were beaming at all this. And as Irv Robbins said, it's so nice to see, the kids that you taught become productive adults. And it really was a wonderful occasion. And somebody said, I wish other places would do this. Very, very nicely done, and it's stretched out for a long time, and the crowds kept coming. People brought their yearbooks. People were that was a very positive and enjoyable function.
That's a definite memory event kind
of
thing.
Absolutely.
Especially the thing is, I haven't seen you in years, because I know I've been through this where I haven't seen it. I'm looking at a person, but because I've done it enough times in my life to go up to somebody who was actually a total stranger, you sit there and you go, well, should I say it? Should I ask?
Do I know you?
One of my issues, problems, whatever, apropos, is that I have always had facial recognition problems. Mike, I can look at you from in a crowded bar and not be sure.
You'll never do that because I don't drink.
Whatever. a restaurant. Where I can't pick people out easily. So I have developed numerous.
Well, then
they wore name tags, so everybody was.
Yeah, and add to that aging and everything else that happens to us. I mean, some of us. Some people have hair when they're in high school and don't have any hair when they get older,
I always say this. Can't people read vibration?
Apparently not.
But I'm really glad that it worked out and it made a lot of people happy.
And it did. And these two, especially these two teachers. And for those who remember Jack Comparisi, he was the phys ed teacher. always wore shorts no matter what. Well, sure enough, he came in his shorts, even though it was a chilly day. As I say, the memories flowed, and there were all kinds of stories that were very heartwarming. Sharon, the budget is being, well, all budgets are now being formulated in all the towns. It's budget season, as you know. Every town has to have a budget approval by July 1st for the fiscal year, and so they're all working on them. And Sharon had a meeting the other night, and Board of Selectmen are having workshops. One of the big items on theirs is going to be an increase to $190,000, up about $65,000, for increasing paid ambulance personnel. I spoke with Thalia McMillan, the chief or captain of the ambulance squad. She said, you know, they've tried. It's just very hard to get volunteers, especially during the day, and that's when the paid people come in. And we're seeing this in all the towns. This is nothing unique to Sharon. But she said they have tried. They are spending half their savings since July on this, paying these people, and it's not sustainable. So they're asking the town for more money. It appears the selectmen are in favor of it because you need an ambulance squad, but this is a sign of the times, folks. You know, young people do not have the time to for this huge certification process. It takes, you know, months and months or years maybe, and nor are they there during the day to service people because they're working. So I think this is
in so many places across the line in New York State. One of the interesting ways they're addressing it in New York State, over in Amenia, near Mellerton and such, is they're getting together as towns and getting a contract that services a couple of towns, which, you know, it's difficult to negotiate and all, but it is a cost saver because these costs are huge.
Huge. Not...
And fire is coming next. I'm sorry to say, but fire is coming next.
So they pool together. So if personnel is needed either in Millerton or Amenia, they'll go either way. Is that how it works?
It's a private company.
Yeah, but they'll service each town.
Well, yeah, because they always have full-time people, you know, there. So the thing is put together by the towns getting together, and apparently that gives them a better ability
deal.
To save a deal, if you will. It's a real complicated thing, and regardless of that, it's big dollars.
It's huge, not to even mention several towns are now looking at fire trucks. This equipment is just huge. In North Canaan, as I've said, they're putting out an appeal just for equipment, boots and jackets and everything of that sort, because those prices are just skyrocketing, not to mention the cost of fire trucks. So, you know, we have been very lucky in these small towns for years and years to have all these volunteers, but it's a real issue. It's a real problem. Last night was the trifecta, Canaan Board of Selectmen, Salisbury Board of Selectmen, and Region 1. And tonight is the Cornwall Board of Selectmen. And everybody, as I say, is focusing on budgets. Cornwall was asked to fund some money for the parish house at the church, because to be used as a community center, since most activities happen there. So they'll be talking about that during their budget proceedings, and finance boards are in the wings waiting to hear what selectmen and Board of Education are about to present to them.
Which parish?
This is the United Church of Christ, Congregational Church. This parish house, it's an interesting issue. They were asked by the member of the Board of Directors of the church if they could put some money in the budget because of costs that they're incurring for electricity and propane for groups that are using it. Now, here's a little, an issue of separation of church and state, which they are well aware of. But when in proposing this, asking for this money, it was made clear that it would be, not used for any church benefit, only for, to allow them to hold functions, which they do. The breakfast, the New Year's Day breakfast, and the voting at on election day, and there's all kinds of, the food bank is held in there, and all sorts of things. So there's no other really big place in Cornwall.
They're all church activities?
No, they're not church activities.
So they don't charge anything to the organizations for the use of the facilities?
They have not, but now they're starting to.
Yeah,
because
okay.
They're asking some organizations to make a little donation. And actually, Park and Recreation said, there were people there that night, said they are putting $3,000 into their budget to help pay for the cost of that. They said they want to see it. They really need a community center, and that seems the appropriate place, even though it is part of a church. But it's really the only building in all of the Cornwalls that fits that bill. So that's where people go. So that's an interesting take because, you have to be very careful about that separation.
Well, yeah, the separation, though, is more ideological than anything
mm-hmm.
else, where nobody's denying anybody the right to practice their religion or such. We're talking about use of facilities and things. And,
and you're not spending money for a church.
For non-church activities, yeah. The activity just happens to be in a building that is known as a church.
Right.
And I don't really see that separation of church and state falls in there. I'm not an expert on it, but, that's my take.
There's somebody who might feel that way. So
yeah, there is.
Being very careful.
There and again, when you're spending taxpayer money on things that, mm-hmm. certain taxpayers may not use this thing, and they say, why should I pay for this? So,
as with anything.
That's with all things, yeah. With all things.
I don't have kids in school. Why should I pay for it?
Exactly.
didn't we
I don't drive
here?
On that road.
Really?
Why should you fix it?
Yeah, we're coming back around. So.
We're back to the not in my backyard.
How are we for time?
We are getting ready to wrap this up. Any final notes from our wandering reporter?
She's wandering, all right. I'm not sure of what else is coming up this week. I'm sure there will be many more things.
There will be, but they won't involve food.
Mm-hmm. Or they might. You just never know. Yeah. One of those things.
You'll be involved in food as you travel off to Brooklyn. So.
That's true.
Exactly. Maybe not food. Maybe not chili. Let's be more specific. Perhaps not chili in West Cornwall. But
all right.
The rest, here we go. Ruth, we always appreciate it. Thank you very much. Ruth Epstein. Another edition of What's Going On Out There with Ruth. No, with Ruth. What's Going On Out There, Ruth, with Ruth Epstein, Robin Hood Radio's Don't Have a View roving or wandering reporter on Robin Hood Radio.
That was tedious.
What's that?